Kelowna's utility planning manager says last year was the driest year he has seen in the region's water system. There was no rain for 4.5 months in 2023, Rod McLean told council at its April 22 regular meeting. In 2022, it was the second worst year I have seen here. McLean updated council on water supply and storage levels and recommended actions to prepare for drought conditions. We're in the fourth year of a drought, and we are not seeing things align this year, he added. We're concerned for the community at large and those around us. McLean said the drinking water supply is not at risk, but the irrigation supply is somewhat at risk. For our agriculture customers, we can provide them all their allotments, but no more. Hopefully, this provides our agriculture community with a bit of assurance towards a successful growing season. He added the city will be working closely with the 34 agriculture users who went over their allotments in 2023. It's time to start the dialogue in education. Penalties will not be the solution to battling a drought. Councillor Mahini Singh was concerned that the city could shut off water to users exceeding their limits. McLean said that is not the intention. We don't have the facilities or resources to run around and shut off 400 farmers. Our goal is to provide the incentive to have people assess their systems at our expense and do what they can to be efficient and not waste water. McLean noted that what happens during spring will set the stage for the rest of the year. Hopefully it's going to rain. I don't count on that, we don't count on that. Singh asked that McLean's report be sent to the Agriculture Advisory Committee for its input, which council agreed to do. As of April 22, the city is under State 1 water restrictions. Odd-numbered addresses can water on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and even-numbered addresses on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. No watering is allowed on Monday. Read more. It was my mistake, Kelowna Council votes down pay raise reconsideration. Read more. Evacuated apartments residents demand solutions from UBC, City of Kelowna.